previous video, you learned all about fear and how it may be helping and hurting you when it comes to making videos for your fabulous business. Well, today we're going to take the next step and we're going to talk about weightlifting. Yes, another metaphor for the on-camera boot camp. Actually, what this is really about is getting behind how the fear actually manifests in your videos, in your attempts to make videos in the past, whether successfully or unsuccessfully. How is that fear actually showing up? Because really, I mean, that fear can weigh you down. Like, oh my gosh, it can be so heavy and make things so difficult to get started. So let's look at the things that may be weighing you down and what you can do about them. So first up, let's talk about this lovely thing called negative self-talk. I see this happen all the time with fabpreneurs, amazing entrepreneurs, video stars in the making, who are saying negative things about themselves when they're making videos. They may operate through their lives without walking around saying terrible things about themselves and how much they suck and how much their smile is weird and things like that. But all of a sudden with videos, they become their worst critic. Now this inner critic is a beast. It really wants to hold you back. It really doesn't want you to take risks, and it will do anything in its power to keep you from moving forward in your life. The inner critic is this thing that well-adjusted, confident, amazing entrepreneurs who are going through their lives fine, all of a sudden they get in front of the camera and bam, the inner critic shows up and tells them that they suck, that they can't do this, that their hair is weird, that their nose is funky, and all the things, oh my gosh, you don't even have a personality, blah, 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 you're so boring, you're too old. Oh my gosh, like the inner critic is a beast, not very kind at all. And the inner critic is weighing you down because the inner critic is not actually a real truth. The inner critic does not express real truths. The inner critic expresses real fears. So the inner critic will tear you apart and will look at things that you perceive deep down as your weakest points and then start prodding and poking at it so that you will stay in a nice, safe place and not take any action. Now, what's the best way to combat the inner critic? Guess what? It's to take action. It's to take action to press record despite that inner critic, despite that voice. Don't wait for it to go away because it will hang out for as long as it can because it does not want you to press record and put yourself out there. The inner critic is a manifestation of fear and it does not want you to go out into the world. It does not want you to go out there and take risks. It does not want you to go outside of your comfort zone, outside of its comfort zone. So take action. Press record. Get positive feedback from our group. These are delightful ways to kick your inner critic to the curb is to take the action it doesn't want you to take and get that positive reinforcement. And this is like water on the Wicked Witch of the West. The inner critic will slowly dissolve into a puddle on the floor and not hold any power over you. Another really, really big thing that can hold a lot of people back and hold them down, weight them down, is the nerves that they feel when they're in front of the camera. Now, I understand this can be a very real, very debilitating experience. I myself have had overwhelm from nerves as an actor when I've been in front of the camera auditioning and on set. I have felt overwhelmed to the point where I have forgotten my lines while on set with a big crew, a lot of people staring at me, waiting for me to remember my lines. And even talking about it, my cheeks are getting a little hot. I remember the feeling, my ears getting hot. I started sweating and flipping out because it was actually my fear that was holding me back and making me self-sabotage myself by being so nervous. So a lot that goes on in front of that camera can bring up a lot of stuff. So if you find that you're in front of the camera and you're feeling super nervous, like extremely nervous, there's only one way through, and that is to do. You must do it. You have to actually do it. I know it's crazy. I mean, if you're constantly nervous and sweating in front of the camera, I mean, do yourself a favor and make it easier. Bring your dog into the frame with you to talk. Go bring your best friend into the camera to talk with you. Go for a walk and do a walk and talk, you know. Whatever you can do to make it easier on you. Do a hobby that you love. If you like piano, play some piano for us and tell us about your day. Just keep it as fun as possible. Take away as much pressure as possible so that it feels achievable and doable. But again, the best way through it is to do it. Another way that you can weigh yourself down and hold yourself back when it comes to making videos is this lovely thing called procrastination. Now, we don't know what that is at all, do we? Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's say for this course, the on-camera bootcamp, I procrastinated on it for about a year and a half because I was nervous, I was scared, I was afraid. And so I spent an extra long time thinking about it and researching and all that fun stuff, designing, blah, blah, blah. So I had to actually finally just pull up my bootstraps and do it. And well, let me back up a second. Procrastination. So procrastination oftentimes has a really solid purpose. Procrastination wouldn't exist so rampantly if it didn't. What procrastination does is it also is a bit of a guard. It defends us. It protects us from what possible results could happen. So it's that old fear rearing its ugly head, and procrastination then holds us down. So if you find that you're, you know, working your way through the course, you're watching the videos, doing your PDF sweet sheets and all that jazz, but you're not pressing record, you're not pressing the record button and posting in the group, it is one of these fear factors that is popping up. Now, if it is procrastination, you know, the best way through it is to do it. Get your accountability partner to kick your butt. Post in the group and tell us that procrastination has taken over and you need some help to get to the other side, and we will definitely cheer you on and get you pressing record. Because that is the most important lesson that procrastination needs to learn from you, is that it's okay to do this. Kick procrastination's butt and press record. In fact, if you're watching this video right now, if you're thinking, I think I gotta go, you know, wash my hair instead of doing one of my video adventures, then yeah, don't go wash your hair. Just press record and post. Now, the important part of the trilogy of things that can weigh you down, the inner critic, nervousness, and procrastination, they are all how fear is showing up in your video journey. So if you're finding that the inner critic is particularly loud, if you're finding that you're extremely nervous to the point where it's so difficult to press record, or if procrastination is just coming up and saying you got to go to the mailbox instead of pressing the record button, simply recognize and understand that it is fear talking. This isn't something that is personal, that you suck at this or that you just can't do this or it's too much for you, it's too overwhelming, blah, blah, blah. No, it is actually fear in action. It's your fear in action, and it's trying to keep you from moving forward in your life and in your business. So let's not let that happen, shall we?
Okay, you just learned that there are three main video weights trying to hold you down. You learned that the inner critic tries to keep you safe. You learned that the inner critic expresses fear, not truth. You learned that to counter your nerves, you must dive in and do it. And my favorite mantra, the only way through it is to do it. You learned that procrastination is a defense mechanism, and you learned that you can use accountability to counter your procrastination.
In fact, I want you to head on down to the next video, and the next video is going to be your very first video adventure that I want you to go on, and you're going to be pressing record and you're going to be posting it in the group. Whew. Way to kick fear in the butt. Okay, so head on to the next video. I can't wait to see and hear from you in the group. And as always, dream up.